Don't move, I screamed at him. Don't move. Perry, back away. Sergeant Simpson's voice snapped at me from the doorway. Back away, man. I backed away, keeping my rifle pointed at the VC. Sergeant Simpson went over to him. Then he lowered his rifle.
He ain't in this war no more, he said.
By that time, a couple of other guys had shown up. I thought my hands were bleeding, but I went to check out the VC before I put my piece down. There was no face, just an angry mass of red flesh where the face had been. Part of an eyeball dangled from one side of the head. At the top, there were masses of different colored flesh. The white parts were the worst. There was a tooth, a bit of skull. I turned away. I vomited. My hands weren't bleeding. It was that much sweat pouring down my arms and forearms and from my palms. I heard Sergeant Simpson tell Pee-wee to stay with me. Pee-wee put his arm around my waist and told me to come on. We left the hut and went to the next one.
They got some tea on the stove in there, Pee-wee said.
I went in with Pee-wee, then pulled myself together. I didn't want the tea. Maybe I was afraid of it. Pee-wee said that we should go outside and sit down. I said okay. We had just left the hut when Pee-wee stopped and turned around.
Wait a minute, he said.
His voice was lower than usual, almost a rumble from his throat. He started back toward the hut. I went after him. We walked into the hut, and he went over toward the corner. There was a rattan throw mat on the floor. One quarter of it was around a bamboo pole that was about 6 feet high. Pee-wee aimed at the mat and fired twice.
I just thought that could have been a breathing tube or something, Pee-wee said.
I tried to move the mat with my foot. It didn't move. I looked around until I saw a piece of string. I tied it to the mat and went across the room.
I'll jerk the string, I said. You cover it.
I jerked it and the mat came up. Even from where we stood, we could see the body. He wasn't dead. Captain Stewart came in and asked what was going on. Pee-wee pointed toward the wounded Kong. Captain Stewart finished him off. The company surrounded the hamlet. Captain Stewart called in evacuation helicopters. We loaded up the villagers who were still there. We didn't know how many more Kongs were hiding in the huts, half buried under furniture or mats, but he wasn't going to risk any of us to find out. We moved the rest of the people out to the landing zone and burned the whole place down. Two VC came out from one hut that we were burning. They had their hands up. A woman from the village went over and stabbed one in the side. He tried to get her knife away from her, and two guys lit him up. His body jerked around like a rag puppet being dragged by a dog.